This holiday season, parents traveling with breast milk can breathe a sigh of relief at the airport. President Donald Trump recently signed a federal law to establish new Transportation Security Administration screening procedures for nursing mothers. In 2016, breast milk was designated a medically necessary liquid under the Bottles and Breastfeeding Equipment Screening Enhancement Act, but policy gaps still remained. Some mothers have been forced to dump their milk before boarding. Others say they faced humiliation for traveling with supplies without their child. Now, further protections exist under the BABES Act. Here to share more about what this means for families is Wisconsin mother of one, Jenna Plager. All right, Jenna, so you have a daughter who's going to be one in a couple of months, and I understand that you've traveled a couple of times already with her and your husband, but only by car, not by airplane. I'm a father myself, and I understand it can be a little challenging at times traveling with a young one. So tell me about your travels and why you've decided to avoid airplane travel so far.
First, nobody wants a screaming baby on a plane. I don't want to deal with a screaming baby on a plane. But also, all of the gear that you have to take with you is so overwhelming. So there's the car seat, there's the stroller, there's all of the normal things. But then you have the pump equipment, too, that is very inconsistent with TSA. So you have sometimes where your pump equipment can go through without a problem, without a second thought, and then sometimes it'll be a huge hassle.
And there's this new legislation that's now in effect, Jenna. It's the Bottles and Breastfeeding Equipment Screening Enhancement Act. And now that President Trump has signed it into law, there should be a little bit of, you know, relaxed restrictions when it comes to breastfeeding and equipment. How does that make you feel?
So exciting. I'm so thankful that this enhancement act has gone through. There was an act in, I believe it was 2016, that kind of started with all of these regulations, education for the TSA agents. But even after that, it was so inconsistent. People's experiences were so widely varied that I think this is such a great thing for the TSA agents to get more education, more training on breast milk and bottles, formula, pumps, all of the handling and screening of that to make sure it's handled in a hygienic way and just allowed through.
Let's try and educate folks a little bit right now. There's a lot of equipment that goes into it, but there's also timing that goes into it, and the bottles have to be a certain temperature, right? There's a lot involved here.
You have to bring along your pump and all of the parts to express the breast milk. You also have to bring along the collection cups and the ice packs. You mentioned temperature of the breast milk. Breast milk is good, freshly expressed, for 4 hours. After that, it needs to be refrigerated or frozen. A lot of times, people are going to the airport and they're spending a couple hours at their gates. They're spending who knows how long on an airplane. And you can't necessarily keep breast milk at room temperature for that long.
You're going to be taking your first trip by plane in just a little bit and without your daughter. And I think that's an important distinction because some people say that they worry about a stigma when they're traveling and still have to have this type of equipment and still have to go through these TSA screenings and they'll face that inevitable question, well, where's the baby? Are you worried at all about that?
You know, I was for a while. I am less worried now, both with this act being passed, but also because I, since having a baby, have learned how to advocate and stand up for myself a lot better than I could before. So I know the law, I know my rights, and I feel comfortable explaining that to TSA agents if needed. And I think that's, you know, something that everybody should be able to do.
My final question here for you, Jenna, what are you hoping this legislation achieves?
Traveling with a baby is so stressful that you just want to make sure all of the pieces are working together, right? So, you know, if you have a smoother TSA experience, then, you know, your baby's not going to get quite so fussy waiting in a line for so long, which is going to make things easier on the other passengers and on you. Even if you run into a bit of a problem, maybe another passenger could say, hey, that's a breast pump. That's medically necessary equipment. You have to let that through.
Jenna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Jenna Plager, a mother from Mount Horeb. She joined us to discuss a new federal law that furthers protections for nursing mothers traveling by plane.